Thank you that we can gather together to study your word and give us the clarity and understanding to become better students, not only to know it, but to apply and respond. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we were considering last week a number of ways to wade into the scriptures, and I'm not going to reteach that, but just to kind of remind you, there's the biographical approach where you can take a particular figure, a leader, or someone who is prominent, and study their life. And it's a very profitable way to go because you really can learn a lot about a character like a Moses, the three periods. With Moses, it really is neat because it breaks down to three distinct periods of 40 years. And so it's very easy to follow that progression. Or you can focus on kings, or you can focus on women, or on leaders, or on warriors. There's the topical approach as well, and there's any number of possibilities with this, whether it's angels, doubt, end times, even horses. There's boundless number of these things. I have a list of some over 300 topics that profitably trace from Genesis to Revelation. If you ever want to see that, I'll be glad to show it to you, but it's astonishing, really, when you can do that. You can take a geographical tour of the scriptures, and you can explore Israel's movement into Egypt, and eventually the moving into Moab, and then the conquest of the land, or Paul's missionary journeys. And I'm just reviewing last week, but you have all these different possibilities as well. Some people really love battle history and so forth, and lots of the battles in scripture are taught in the Army War College, and some people have actually taken detailed maps, and like this Battle of Michmash, and have created graphics for that. Or genealogical studies where you can just trace a family. And of course, the four generations, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then the 12 sons. Or you could take a graphical approach. And this is one of those remarkable things when you trace the longevity of the antediluvian patriarchs. Remember I taught you that term last week? You find out it was an average age that was very consistent, about 920 years. And then suddenly drops off, but not from one state to another, but it's an exponential decay curve, which is an astonishing result, and that has lots of implications. Somebody creatively uses beard length to indicate how long they lived. This is a kind of a classical old Clarence Larkin drawing from 1916, or a more recent thing, Ezekiel in Pictures, where each box represents one chapter. There are a lot of creative things that people have done, and of course with the web these become more increasingly available. You've got historical studies, creation, fall, Roman occupation, flood, or whatever particular epic you're interested in. You could do the Old Testament in terms of these six epics there, the pre-kingdom, and then the conquest, then the United Kingdom under Saul, David, and Solomon, and then how it divided into two, the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel and Judah, then the kingdoms in exile, the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities, and then the post-exilic period of time as well. So you have that Zerubbabel, Ezra, Nehemiah after the return to the land. Or a theological study that we talked about. And of course, one of my favorites is always the attributes of God, and Tozer's wonderful classic, The Knowledge of the Holy, is a wonderful illustration of that, as well as Packer's Not Knowing God. Or you could focus on the area of sin. These are just areas of theology, law versus grace, the study of the resurrection, predestination, the tension between that and human responsibility, healing in the scriptures, all kinds of possibilities theologically. And then there's also the area of the author, and you could focus on the works of a particular author, the collections. Jeremiah wrote two, Solomon contributed to three.